Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for being here today to celebrate with us St. Vincent and the Grenadines' 30th anniversary of independence. In 1979, exactly 30 years ago, we earned our independence from Great Britain, and it is indeed something for us to celebrate because we feel as though we have gotten to the point where our country has matured. Many of you here in the audience, you're from countries that are at least half a century old, maybe even older. And we, to you, would seem relatively young, but we do feel a great sense of accomplishment. Vincentians will tell you that our country has come a long way. And I am reminded of a Chinese proverb that says, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And this is precisely what our political forefathers did 30 years ago. And we have gotten to the point where we are now shaping our own destiny. We have gotten to adulthood. Our government is seeking to advance Vincentians, and we do also heavily rely on Vincentians in the diaspora who are patriotic and who seek to also contribute to the development of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. At this moment in time, our government is focusing on education. We have, at this very moment, the most Vincentians benefiting from tertiary level education. Our government is seeking to have an international airport developed in St. Vincent and the Grenadines because at the moment we do not have one based on our geography. And with several of our bilateral partners, we are making this a reality. One of the things that we're also doing as well is to have our own homegrown constitution. The current constitution of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is something that was given to us by our colonial masters when they gave us independence. And we are now in a process of developing our own constitution, our own homegrown constitution, which Vincentians will vote on in a referendum next month. So our country has come a very long way, and I know Vincentians must be rightly proud. But we also, our development is taking place in the context of partnerships as well, with our bilateral partners, with our brothers and sisters in the OECS, CARICOM, the greater OAS family, so it's many concentric circles that are fully complementary. We do want to recognize as well the contribution of our diaspora, like I said, who has been very, very patriotic. They contribute to many education and social programs in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we do have a community of Vincentians here throughout the United States that are very, very active. And so I salute you. I thank you for your continued loyalty to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I would also like to offer a word of thanks to my hardworking staff at the Embassy of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and permanent mission to the OAS, who make my job a lot easier. And I would especially like to salute our Master of Ceremonies, Kion Kwashi, who has given loyal service to our embassy but will be leaving us later this week. And so I thought it would be very fitting to publicly acknowledge him and to express my gratitude. Once again, I thank you for coming out to support us tonight, and I do urge you to enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.